Hi, you're listening to Devotions and Wordspirations with LaShonda. Welcome to the podcast.
Second Timothy 1 and 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. In the midst of all that is going on, my heart has been in a posture of bigger faith and looking to Christ. I've had questions before the Father as to what his thoughts are about this pandemic and what he says about all that is going on in the world with, you know, the coronavirus and all of that. Well, this morning, the Lord directed me to read Exodus 12. When Egypt was in the middle of plagues and famine, these are a few things that he pointed out to me. That now more than ever, we should be more concerned with our neighbor and our loved ones. The Father instructed those that had more than enough for their household to find someone with less or in need to share with. The world is in a state of panic right now. We haven't seen anything like this in quite a long time, you know? Let us as the children of God not forget to care about those around us. There are the elderly that are in need. There are homeless that are in need. There are pantries that, frankly, don't have enough food to help supply the community. And so if we can be the hands and feet of Jesus and share all the things that we have gotten, what an example we would be to the world today. We sing a lot of songs about God being our provider. Now is the time to put our faith into action and trust God and love on our neighbor. The second thing that God showed me is that if you ask him for wisdom, he will not withhold it from you. God is meticulous in his direction if we just ask simply. In the scripture, God gave Israel specific instructions on how to prepare the food, what to wear, and even when to prepare the food, thus sustaining them as they went through the night. Take time. A lot of us are off of work. A lot of us are out of school for maybe 2 weeks to 4 weeks, who knows. Take this time and listen for the whisper of God and obey him without fear. He is with us. He knows what we're going through. We are his children and he can be trusted. The next thing that he pointed out to me is stay in prayer and fellowship with him. God told his people to hold a sacred assembly, meaning spend time in prayer with him, with your family, fasting, sing songs of praise and worship with love, listen and obey. Now is the time to gather your family around and really have a devotion time. Really build up your foundation in God and really combat the fear that is trying to rise up. And the last thing, peace in the midst of chaos is 2 Timothy 1 and 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. I encourage you to recite this scripture to yourself, to your children daily, as often as possible as you need it. God has given us power. God has given us love, and most importantly, a sound mind. So I pray that you would rest and that you would dwell in this while you prepare and you pray in this time. I love you all, and God bless you.